Hey everyone, welcome to tonight's call. Let's get this rolling with. There it is. All right, so let's get going. We're going to talk about models of change and success. I don't know if this is the best title. Basically, what this is all about tonight is I've kind of been operating out of these three models that I'm going to share with you, and I think they're pretty helpful, and hopefully we'll shine some lights on some things. So I'm going to be honest, I'm kind of workshopping them. So again, when I say models of change and success, I don't know if that's the most accurate description. So the first thing I want to talk about, even measurement levels, basically what I'm talking about here is really simply when we look at the results that we want to get and how we're measuring our success, typically when it comes to the weight loss or health, a lot of times we end up looking almost exclusively at physical. You know, we really, that's like kind of our main criteria. And so what I've found for a lot of people, and myself included, is when we start to consider mental and emotional levels as well, and we start measuring them and paying attention to them, we can really dig into a lot more motivation. Okay. So, like I said, a lot of times we're unbalanced. You'll get what I'm saying as I go through this. But if you're finding that your motivation is kind of low and that you're kind of doing behaviors that aren't really working for you, a lot of times what you can do is expand it and realize that really what you had been looking for is physical exclusively, right? So basically when we talk about physical, we're talking about weight, size, health, energy, strength, things that are in your physical body. And so the problem here, actually, let me just go through them all. I'll explain it. So there's physical, right, which is the obvious: weight, size, health, energy, strength, flexibility, stamina, things like that, right, that are physically measured. Mental, I kind of describe as your self-image that you have, your internal dialogue, your thoughts, your beliefs. Okay, these are all things that you're thinking. And then finally is the emotional level. And these are, again, the real simple, the positive emotions you want to move towards and the negative emotions that you want to move away from. Okay, so if we look at kind of a typical way people look at something, say, okay, well, I got to stop snacking at night. And they'll say, I want to stop snacking at night because I want to lose weight. But here's where it gets weird. The problem with, I really believe this, that the real challenge with weight loss and staying motivated about it is that if you're just looking at the weight and losing weight, the problem is that that weight, whether you want to lose 10 pounds or 100 pounds, the weight just takes a little while to come off and it's kind of unpredictable, right? You could have a week where you eat perfectly and you exercise and do everything right. At the end of that week, you may not lose anything. You may gain a pound. You know, you really, the weight thing is just unpredictable in the short term, right? Now, if you kept that week up for a year, you can take, you know, you go to the bank that you're going to lose weight and you're going to get those physical things that you're looking for. Okay. But the problem is that we know it's going to take a little while, right? So I always use the example. If, you know, say you're struggling with nighttime eating, we'll just stick with that example. If, you know, so say like every night you eat a bag of cookies. So you want to stop eating the cookies and you say, okay, I want to stop eating these cookies because I want to lose weight. But again, in the back of your mind, you know that that's somewhere in the future. So we kind of discount it and we have the pleasure of the cookies now and we have the pleasure of losing weight, but that's far off in the distance. And so it means less to us. And so typically the food, the pleasure now is going to win. Okay. So that is a very difficult way to stay motivated if you're exclusively focusing on the physical changes you're looking for. And so this is really what I'm doing is I'm kind of drawing out the explanation. If you've heard me say in the past that you really want to make the weight loss secondary, this is what I'm talking about. Because if you make the weight loss the only thing that matters to you and the only thing you're measuring and your motivation is dependent on you getting physical results, you're really setting yourself up for a difficult time. Because again, the weight just moves as it moves in the short term. And so it's very easy to say, you know, so let me give you an example of what I mean. You could say if you ate those cookies tonight, if you knew tomorrow you're going to wake up 10 pounds heavier, right? It would be easy to say, I'm not going to eat them. If you knew tomorrow, if you didn't eat the cookies, that you wake up 10 pounds lighter, it would be real easy not to eat those cookies, right? But the problem is that's not what happens, right? You don't eat the cookies for a month, 2 months, 3 months, and then you're down 10 pounds, 15 pounds. And so again, it's hard for our brain to really appreciate the value of that. And so what do? We put the weight, again, obviously weight loss can be a primary concern, but it can't be the primary thing we're focusing on because, again, it's in the distance. And so what we want to focus on instead, and again, this is without question, this is the number one thing I see people missing. And when they figure it out and we talk about it, there's a lot more motivation to draw upon. Because again, like I said, if you ate the cookies and you wake up tomorrow 10 pounds heavier, there's a strong motivation to not want to do it. So that doesn't happen though physically, excuse me, physically, but it does happen mentally and emotionally. Okay, so we need to shorten the time frame between cause and effect. And again, the cause and effect between eating and it showing up in our body is too long to keep us motivated most of the time. But the time frame between cause and effect mentally and emotionally is almost instantaneous. And so I'll give you an example of what I mean. If you say to yourself,